The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment of I'm Talking To You, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, January the 18th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled Pakistan's Popular Prime Minister Imran Khan Jailed Again. And the time is 7:59 a.m. here in London, England, making it 2:59 a.m. on the east coast of America and a minute to midnight on the west coast of America. So welcome to wherever you are around the world. Okay, so now let's move on to what I downloaded this morning to listen to throughout the day to give you some ideas of anything you might wish to listen to. Okay, so Jeff Wentz show from yesterday. First hour, you've got Wyatt Peterson, who's become very popular on that show. Differences between Trump and his controllers in Israel, doubtful, question mark. That's the title of the show, the first hour. And then the second hour, as usual on a Friday, is with Erica Khan. More updates as the COVID genocide is swept out of the news. And as I was cutting the music off at the start to jump straight into the show, I heard Jeff first say you need to go back to Wednesday's show and listen to that. So obviously some things went on there, I didn't have time to get to that one on that day, that he feels are worth listening to. So if you go to rents.com and scroll down on the right or the left, forget which, but it's one of the top sections, you'll see the Jeff and Erica section, and look for the Wednesday show and also for this show, which should be up later in the day. Alex Jones, don't generally listen to him, but yesterday he had a show. The title was Nuclear Terrorism Alert, Federal Helicopters Are Searching DC, which is probably something to do with Trump saying that they were going to now hold the inauguration indoors due to the weather. And I knew that the speculation would have no, there would be no hastening, shall we say, in the speculation that this was due to something a lot more nefarious. And of course, that's already started. The main reason for downloading it is he had Andrew Bridgen on in the second and third hour. So I'm literally just going to forward to that bit, listen to the segment with Andrew Bridgen and leave it at that. He is the Conservative or former Conservative Member of Parliament. Quit during Parliament because of things he said about the vaccine, was sort of pushed out. And then he came out and gave some very revealing interviews, including claiming that Rishi Sunak had called the election because he didn't want to be a wartime prime minister. Now, Rishi Sunak, if he hadn't have called that election, he didn't have to call an election till January. So he could have still been in power now. And imagine, you know, how those, what would have been handled differently? Have a think if you think things would have been handled differently. I always say that these are puppets orchestrated by the same hidden hand behind the scenes that's becoming increasingly noticeable, shall we say. But at the same time, I don't think he would have been quite so draconian with the people that were protesting the murder of three toddlers, for example. I think that was just a flex on the Starmer regime's part to say we're not going to tolerate any sort of pushback on our immigration agenda. And I also downloaded The Drunken Masters. That was, well, going back to Alex Jones, if you want to download that, you go to the Ron Gibson channel on Brighton.com. So, yeah, it's just called Ron Gibson channel, Brighton.com. No idea who Ron Gibson is. Does he work for InfoWars or Alex Jones? Because he's also, you don't get the Alex Jones channel with all these shows on, but you get the Ron Gibson channel, and that was on BitChute as well. Very much doubt if you'll find it on YouTube. Okay, the first hour of the Rents programme with Wyatt Peterson, you'd have to get a subscription to rentsradio.com, but you might be lucky, it might be up as a free show. Not really sure. I would say it's probably subscription only, that one. And then The Drunken Masters, which you get from the Drunken Masters channel at podbean.com. That is with Mike's, that's Mike Sledge's new channel. And he has a guy that he works with now called Josh. That's the Drunken Masters on podbean.com. So there you go. What was the title of the show? Drinking with Pete Hegseth. There you go. So see if that's any good. I generally download the Not the BCFM Politics Show with Tony Gosling and Martin Summers. But I thought, well, when I was starting to edit it, so I always cut music out, I thought, the first hour started and there's this woman on there who's supposed to be some expert on Israel. I'm sorry, but Tony Gosling has this uncanny ability in bringing on some of the most annoying guests you ever heard in your life. And this one, I said my New Year's resolution is to try to avoid saying or on the radio shows. This one is like, I mean, is that not more irritating than hearing nails dragged down a chalkboard? So I'm looking through this first hour thinking, well, end up cutting the whole of the first hour. And then up to include the music. And then when the second hour starts, he says, yeah, no Martin Summers today. So we're, and I thought, no Martin Summers, not worth listening to the show because of the sort of guests that he has on, unfortunately. Martin Summers, he's very left wing in areas that I disagree with him on, but he's a lot of areas, like geopolitically, I find myself agreeing in a, if, for example, there really is actual disputes going on between Russia and the West, well, I think it's all just theatre. But what he says is very reasonable. Whereas, you know, and he's very entertaining to listen to as well. So he, for me, the two of them together, one of the greatest double acts on radio, but one without the other just doesn't work for me. Okay, so let's move on to see what, let's see how the news has been developing since yesterday's show. So we'll start off with this article. These are all, I believe, Daily Mail. I'm going to give you the headlines. Ex-PM Imran Khan is jailed for 14 years for corruption in Pakistan, along with his wife, who gets 7-year term. Now, the title of the show is Pakistan's Popular Prime Minister Imran Khan Jailed Again. Now, Imran Khan is quite a unique Prime Minister of Pakistan in the fact that he was actually elected. Right? Most of them, they seem to come in by things like military coups. Like, you remember Musharraf? How long did he last? He was a military coup guy. But you get a popular guy in there, like Imran Khan, and I always said this, we've got to jail him for this, jail him for that, jail his wife, jail. It's pathetic. And it just goes to show that there is very obviously some hidden hand around the world that is controlling these regimes. And when they see someone who's got the support of the people and is actually going to do something that could go against their interests, they'll stop at nothing to shut these people up. So that's what I think is going on there. I don't believe a word of, oh, they're corrupt. Well, what's more corrupt than overthrowing a country by military force? You know, it's unbelievable, isn't it? And then not having any sort of elections. Crazy. Okay, so we move on to Earth is off track to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees centigrade. Or is that Celsius? It just says C. Scientists warn the satellites show a very large rise in CO2 across the globe. So still pushing this green nonsense. And of course, we know that these people are watermelons. They're green on the outside, red on the inside. And this is just an agenda designed to make your quality of life worse. So, for example, we talked about these heat pumps yesterday instead of traditional boilers, which are going to cost you more money and be less effective. And we talked about electric cars that, you know, I've never endured this because I wouldn't be stupid enough to get an electric car. But I could just fill up my car with petrol and I'm on my way. But with an electric car, you have to go and get a coffee somewhere while it's charging. And what if you're waiting for the use of that as well? How long could you potentially be waiting to get a car? That's not progress. But it's not supposed to be. It's sold to you as you know, you're somehow moral because you're going along with this green agenda, or you're kind to the planet and all this garbage. I mean, you look at the way that things last these days compared to how they did in the past. I remember even in the 80s, I was doing a business studies course, BTEC in Business and Finance. And one of our lecturers explained how if you bought a Ford Fiesta, a basic model back then, it cost you about $5,500. But if you bought it in its smallest component parts from Ford and built it yourself, it would be about $50,000-$60,000. So it just goes to show how much they make on parts. But it gets worse. The bumpers that they were making for their vehicles were stronger in America than they were in Europe because they had to withstand a higher miles per hour crash in America than they did in Europe. So you think that any sort of decent person would be, well, we want to make as strong as possible to keep our passengers safe. No. No, they want to make them as strong as they have to because they want them to break, so they have to get replaced. And if their customers, they're not passengers, they're customers, get injured in the process, well, we don't care. We're there to make money. And when you see all these people and what they do and what they get up to, all these elites, I've never been on a private plane in my life. That seems to be all that they are prepared to travel on. But they want to deprive you of all these other things. You can see this is nothing but a nefarious, evil agenda designed by psychopaths to essentially make peasants out of all of us because they feel that whilst they might enjoy their private plane and they might enjoy their fine dining, they enjoy it a lot more if we are deprived of anything close to it. That's the way these scumbags think. Next. That's criminal. Men with Scouse accents viewed as more likely to be lawbreakers. Well, there's historically, there was old Liverpool and thievery were associated. I'm not sure how accurate it is, but I was on holiday once, and this would have been the early 2000s. I was in Tunisia. And there was one of the guy in our group. I was at the bar ordering something and I put my wallet on the bar. And he says, oh, you better not put that on the bar near me. I'm from Liverpool. And he was making a joke of himself because of this room. Well, you know, what would you call it? Rumour. Yeah, I don't know how you... It's not really a rumour. It's something that's, you know, like the if you do an Englishman, Irishman, the Scotsman, you know, the Irishman's always the stupid one. But then, you know, you hear a lot of Irish people and that's simply not the case. So that's just what that headline reminded me of. Okay, so let's move on to scientists closer to bringing woolly mammoth back from extinction with scientific breakthrough. Now, I was reading this article, it gets a bit confusing. Essentially, they found a way, they think, of gradually introducing these genes from a woolly mammoth into a breeding program with Asian elephants. Apparently, it has to be Asian elephants. They're the closest to the woolly mammoth. But it's such a long article that Well, here it says Asian elephants share 95% of their DNA with woolly mammoths. So it's some sort of plan. If you're interested, give it a read. I've given you the headline. I got a bit confused, but I thought it was worth bringing up. Then we've got Premier Inn turns to robots to clean rooms after taking a £70 million hit from the budget. Well, that's these sort of robot cleaners. And I've seen them. I wouldn't want one of them in my flat because they sort of bang it into walls. I think they're going to start marking the walls and stuff like that, personally. But again, this is another knock-on effect of this budget. And it makes you wonder if this wasn't the actual aim, was to create unemployment and say they were doing it to raise taxes. Because they're never going to, they would never admit that they're doing something to make people unemployed, would they? So they have to sell it to you in another way. Like with unions, I've said before. If an organisation wants to get rid of 20,000 people, they sit down with the union leader, and I'm sure they talk about it, and they work out how they're going to sell it, and they agree that they're going to go in at 30,000 people. And then the union leader gets it down to 20,000 and makes themselves out to be a hero. Never mind the 20,000 people that are going to lose their job. From my point of view, if one person loses their job, the union leader's not a hero. But this is how this scam works out. Let's move on to John Lydon sues photographer who helped make Sex Pistols famous in court battle over PIL's logo. Now, PIL is the acronym for Public Image Limited, which was John Lydon's band after the Sex Pistols. And they did one album, which on record it's called Album. On cassette, it's called Cassette. And on compact disc, it's called Compact Disc. I'm not sure what it's called on streaming. But it is an excellent album. I remember Q did a review of the PIL back catalogue, Q magazine. And they gave that 5 stars. I think that was why I went and got it. And it's a really good rock album. So if you've not heard that, that's well worth a listen, and that's pretty much why I brought up that article. Then we've got how to turn off the government's Armageddon emergency alert message that is set to sound on every smartphone in the UK. I will tell you for Android, but that both of these are in the article, the instructions on how to do it. Go to settings, search for emergency alerts in the search bar, turn off alerts for extreme threats and severe threats by tapping the toggle button. Blue means on and grey means off. I will do it for iPhone as well. Just because I don't have one doesn't mean you don't. Go to settings, click on notifications, scroll to the bottom of the page to find emergency alerts. Tap the toggle to switch off extreme alerts and severe alerts. Green means on and grey means off. So I hope that was helpful if you want to turn off these government emergency alerts on your phone. And finally, world exclusive. Unseen for 80 years, the secret diary with extraordinary insights into Hitler's private life that will shock the globe. Well, remember that last diary of his that they brought out? That one that David Irving proved was fake after they had all this big serialisation in the newspapers. It was world news. And he turned up at a conference with a couple of pieces of paper proving it was fake. And I think they never forgave him for it. And that was one of the reasons that they came after it, because he cost these publishers a great deal of money that they were expecting to make off a book that they probably knew was fraudulent themselves. But again, we have some other so-called diary with insights into Hitler. And I can imagine that he's going to be portrayed as this, well, an evil monster. And the sort of things that he's going to be accused of doing in these diaries are going to help foment a world political agenda that they've got for the rest of us. We'll just leave it there. I'm sure you can fill in the blanks. Okay, so that being said, let's see what's going on right now in the mainstream media. So we'll start off with Associated Press. What is their top story? Ceasefire between Israel and Hamas will go into effect at 06:30 GMT on Sunday. So that is less than a day away. So they've still got nearly a day to carry on killing people. Let's move on to... Oh, the TikTok story. What will happen to TikTok on Apple and Google's App Store on Sunday? Now, there's a ban, looks like it's going to go through on the TikTok platform. Now, I heard certain people complaining about TikTok, the same people that claim to regulate sites like Twitter and Facebook. They were very annoyed that there was information coming out on TikTok that they did not like, and suddenly... Oh, it's being banned in America because it could be a security threat. You know, they're so worried about your security. That's why they allow these private companies to build backdoors into your computer and your phone, because they're so worried about your security. I don't believe a word of it. But what's going to happen is they can't physically delete the app off people's phones, what have you, what I've been told. But because the app will no longer be available, it'll no longer be updated, in the end it will no longer work. That's basically what they've been saying. So I'm sure people will find ways around it on their computers and maybe even on their phones. I'd be very surprised if some other people don't come out and that aren't Apple or iPhone. Again, we're told we have all this choice, but your stores for your phone are either one or the other, unless you... find a way of finding some independent one that will never get any prominence on these people's search engines like Google. They're not going to promote a rival, are they? So I think that the whole thing is very fishy to me, shall we say. Let's move on to see what are the most popular top 10 stories on the BBC News website at the moment. This is... obviously the headline for the What the Papers Say section on BBC website today. Starmer touts Trump relationship and farewell Dennis Law. Dennis Law, for me, I most remember as the guest show appearances he would make on chat shows with George Best. And they would, I think they did some sort of tour as well, talking about drinking and all that sort of stuff. TikTok says it will go dark on Sunday without US government action. Decoding Donald Trump's new official portrait. And how historic Gaza deal was sealed with 10 minutes to spare. Okay, let's move on to see what's going on the Daily Mail right now. Revealed the terrible events that have befallen French woman after she was duped into handing over £700,000 to fake AI Brad Pitt scammer. So that's another follow-up story on this story I brought you earlier in the week. And of course, yesterday I said this guy is in Nigeria and he's now pretending to be Keanu Reeves. So you might want to check that out if that's a story that you've been following. What the Sussexes are really like to work with as US society Bible turns on couple. From mean girl Meghan bullying, people so much they needed therapy, to Harry's balmy idea to interview Putin about being a bad guy. Yes, there we go. So I remember there was some award show or something, and someone was talking to them both, or Meghan, and Harry was like, oh, have you got an acting job or something for her? He's really trying to push her forward for some sort of acting thing. The whole thing is just absolutely bizarre. I understand Prince Harry was in a relationship with a beautiful South African woman, and something went on there, and I think that these relationships are selected. And I think he was told in no uncertain terms that this was who he was marrying. I may be wrong. I have no evidence for that. But I think that politically, there was reasons for it. And it's kind of not worked out how it was intended to. But it could also be that they fell in love and this is genuine. So I'm merely speculating, which is my job to do as a journalist. Okay, so let's go over to see what's going on in the independent media right now. So we'll start off with RT.com. Putin backs gas pipeline to Iran. The capacity could be up to 55 billion cubic meters per year, the Russia leader has said. So does that mean the gas is going to Iran from Russia or to Russia from Iran? Because I think that they're both, you know, Russia, Iran, you would think in that Middle East area of the world would have a lot of oil, and we know Russia has with Gazprom. So that's the top story over there. Let's move on to rents.com. Scroll down to the headline news section. Israel runs America, President Netanyahu. And that takes you to a Burning Platform article. And then you've got about the Supreme Court upholding the sweeping TikTok ban. And Jeffrey Sachs scores big again. Listen. So that takes you to an X page. Jeffrey Sachs, of course, recently made some disparaging remarks about Netanyahu that Trump retweeted or posted on his Truth Social platform, at least, I believe. So that's what's going on over there. The fire stories have started to die down. So it looks like the fires have died down too. Thank goodness, I just clicked something by mistake and it opened up a page. Right, let's go back to where I want to go, which is HalTurnerRadioShow.com. LA wildfires made catastrophic by Ukraine is the top story. And I believe that'll have something to do with LA giving money to Ukraine that would have been used by the fire service. But you can look that up for yourself. I may well be wrong. And then there's, of course, Trump orders inauguration moved indoors at US Capitol. And above that, there is a covert intel article that means you have to subscribe to get it. National Emergency Declaration-Trump. So there you go. We will all know in 3 or 4 days, won't we? We'll know by Tuesday because it will have all happened on Monday. And we'll finally have a President Trump in there. And to that, I say be careful what you wish for. Okay, earthnewspaper.com. Mark R. Elsis website. See what's happening here. We've got an interview with E. Michael Jones at the top. That is a Rumble interview by Timothy J. Gordon, just over an hour. So that's something else you might want to listen to today. And then we've got Music of the Day, Pink Floyd. I've been enjoying these music sections that Mark's been putting up because so far I've had something I could relate to each of them, and today's no different. When I was at university, I didn't plan to go to university. I only went because I couldn't get a job. And I thought I could either be going on down to the job centre and signing on, and I wasn't getting much because you don't get much for that anyway. And I was seeing people down there that had left school before they took, you know, at 15, before they took their GCSEs and stuff. And you know, I was only young at the time. I see things differently now. But the way I saw it back then was, from a social status point of view, would you rather be on the dole or a student? And I'd literally, like anything in life, if I really do apply myself to something, and this was the height of the recession, it was 1991, and I sent off 40 different applications, either for, you know, direct inquiry or as a response to a job advert or what have you. And I got 39 rejections because one person didn't bother to reply at all. I thought, what can I do? So I ended up going to university. And there was very few that I would be able to get into because they had to have spaces and they're all the ones that nobody really wanted. And Sunderland Polytechnic, which back then, I think there were 90-something university and polytechnics in the UK, and this was ranked in the late 80s, so it was one of the very bottom, I managed to get in there. I had to go up for a little interview, and I went up on the train, and it's quite a long way. It's over 300 miles, which is probably just a trip round the corner to people in America, but to us, that's a long journey. And subsequently, ended up doing 3 years there. But rather than get the train, the coach, National Express from London Victoria coach station, was a lot cheaper, but it would take about 3 hours. So in order to make my journey quicker, I would listen to because I always had headphones on back then, but I was listening to music rather than radio shows. I would listen to Pink Floyd albums because they're all like one long song because everything fades into each other. And I liked From Metal to The Final Cut. Tried Atom Heart Mother that came before Metal. Didn't like it. The Syd Barrett stuff, forget it. And quite frankly, a friend of mine said to me when A Momentary Lapse of Reason came out, he referred to it as A Momentary Lapse of Talent. But when The Division Bell came out and they had to resort to getting Stephen Hawking to do vocals, you realise they're in trouble. Basically, for me, Pink Floyd or Roger Waters. Without Roger Waters, his lyrics and his involvement, they weren't worth listening to. That's my opinion and my little Pink Floyd story. So if you're on a long journey and you want to listen to music, then Pink Floyd albums From Metal to The Final Cut can make that experience all the quicker. Okay, let's move on to censored.news, the Mike Adams news aggregate channel. News aggregate website, rather. Doctors ask Supreme Court to block California board from penalising certain COVID-19 views. So that's still ongoing, and if it wasn't, you know, do they have something lined up? That's always been my opinion. That's why my hair is long, as I said. That's my proof to you. I would rather have it cut short, but I know if I have it cut short and suddenly there's a lockdown again and I'm having to try and do it myself, it's far easier to keep it how it is. And let's finish off then with the Before It's News top 10. So just waiting for that website to load up. Here it is. Okay, scroll down to number 10. One more. There we are. Number 10, went up 5 hours ago, 109 people viewing. David Nino, more explosions, rock California residents, evacuation orders issued, SCOTUS upholds TikTok ban. Number 9, went up 56 minutes ago, 112 people viewing. Judy Byington, unredacted. We are at war. They have deceived us. They have terrorised us. Number 8, went up 2 hours ago, 115 people viewing. Kerry Cassidy, President Trump intel not released until now, what we can expect. Number 7, went up 9 hours ago, 117 people viewing. Bombshell whistleblower on Church of LDS, child trafficking, Freemason devotion, and more nefarious. Number 6, went up 9 hours ago, went up 9 hours ago, 154 people viewing, getting the viewing figures there. David XRP Lion, it's crazy, you will freak. Code broken on SEC versus Ripple appeal, must watch Trump news. Number 5, went up a day ago, 157 people viewing. Michael Jaco, Gitmo update, Trump inauguration, January the 16th. And there's the subscribe pop-up. And Major Events 2025 completes that headline. Number 4, went up 9 hours ago, 163 people viewing. And we know, Trump get ready, it's about to get real. Trafficking in plain sight comms. Number 3, went up 5 hours ago, 182 people viewing. WTPN situation update. Trump alert, inauguration moved inside. Benjamin Fulford. Number 2, went up 8 hours ago, 272 people viewing. Benjamin Fulford urgent emergency. They were all executed at Gitmo. Indeed they were, weren't they, Benjamin? And number 1, went up 12 hours ago, 357 people viewing. Wano Savin, game is over. An important message for everyone. On that note, I want to thank all of you for joining me this Saturday, January the 18th, 2025, for a show entitled Pakistan's Popular Prime Minister Imran Khan Jailed Again. Traditional Christian message tomorrow. I'm talking to you back on Monday. And until then, folks, have a wonderful week. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.